If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
We all deal with personal struggles behind closed doors, like self-doubt, feeling like we're stuck or unsure of ourselves, or even that we're settling, and so much more. And we never talk about it because we sometimes feel alone in those hard times and that maybe nobody can relate. But on this podcast, I'll be encouraging some genuine dialogue about these issues and challenging you to take accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. I'm your host, Sensi, and this is the Secluded Thoughts Podcast. Now let's get into the episode. Welcome back to the show, and welcome to my YouTube episode if this is your first time watching. And I have to specify that I have video episodes now because I might do something and I might reference it when I'm speaking. But if you're only listening to the audio, then it obviously wouldn't make sense. You'll be like, what the hell is she talking about? So I just have to give that disclaimer. There are video episodes on YouTube. So if you ever want to leave a comment or, I don't know, just watch the video instead of just the audio, depending on what you are doing when you listen to the podcast, you have that option. The link will be in the description. So anyway, now that we got that out of the way, child, let me just tell you that this has been an interesting week. This is episode 2, my second time trying to do, you know, video episodes. And it's been interesting because I know nothing about video setups. And I ordered so many things on Amazon and I've watched so many YouTube videos on how to create like lighting and different setups for recording, and I have just been ordering so many things, and clearly I have to return some of them because, one, I don't know what I'm doing. Two, I realized that I don't need them. I was just looking at what other people were doing and it did not work for my situation. So that's that. Anyways, let me not ramble. In today's episode, we are going to talk about feeling fully. And let me explain what that means. So I got this inspiration from listening to a conversation on the Social Proof podcast. And the reason I wanted to address it is because I feel like I am guilty of this myself, and it's something that I'm working on, and I feel like there has to be other people. There has to be other people. So let me just explain what I mean by feeling fully. And hopefully I can come up with another name to reference that, because I feel like this doesn't really justify it. So let me explain what I mean. So when I say feeling fully, I mean like really allowing yourself to feel however you feel in the moment. Like not trying to, you know, like water down how you feel, or not having your guard up. That's the thing, not having your guard up because you're trying to protect yourself from disappointment. So you're trying not to be too happy or not to feel too much joy. You know, like you're trying to control the situation so you don't get hurt. And another thing is you may not be feeling fully because you don't want to be vulnerable, right? So for one, you have your guard up. And two, that makes you not be very vulnerable. You don't want to be too open. You don't want to put yourself out there too much. And like you just have issues like opening up, and you're used to keeping to yourself. And another thing is you might be acting like, you know, you are so independent because you don't want to need people. So I feel like a lot of it is centered around not wanting to be disappointed. So you have your guard up. You don't want to be vulnerable. You know, you don't want to depend on people because you don't want to get hurt. You don't want people to disappoint you and feel like, okay, just like I thought. You know, like you always expect the worst. So as a result, you just always have your guard up. You don't want to let your guard down because the higher you climb, the harder the fall, if that makes sense. So you try not to peak in good times because you know that if you get too high, then, you know, you'll get a lot more hurt than if you just, you know, you're like, okay, you know, like you don't allow yourself to feel too much, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. I want to focus on this in terms of relationships. And I mean like any kind of relationships, not just romantic relationships, like friendships, family, etc. So I feel like some people, including myself, at some point, it's like we are very guarded and we don't want to be too vulnerable because we don't want to get hurt. You know, we don't want to, sometimes you don't want to get too happy because you feel, you know, that the opposite of that is being like really sad or really down, versus just if you can maintain your emotions and just be only a little happy or appreciative, then it won't be so bad if somebody were to disappoint you. So honestly, that's really what I want to focus on today. And the reason being is because I have been more or less guilty of this. And here is what I've realized. And here is why I have been challenging myself to just, you know, like work on that. I have realized that when you try to keep your guard up all the time and not get too happy because you don't want to be too disappointed or too hurt, you end up having a very half-assed life. Like everything, all of your relationships, all of your experiences end up being very half-assed. Like I really had to look at it and pay attention. And I'm like, if I have a guard up, right, and I never allow myself to get too happy, then what's the point? You know, like if something makes me happy or if something is good, why would I want to cap it at a certain level? You know, like I had to really assess my life and my experiences. And I'm like, is it worth having a half-ass life or like subpar experiences in relationships and in different things that I'm doing. Like, is it worth that just to say, oh, well, at least I won't get hurt? Like, you know, I had to really just think about that. And honestly, I was like, it's not. And it's a lot easier said than done to say that I have to work on it and like prioritize getting over that and dealing with that. But I just had to take a look at my actual experiences and I'm like, it's not worth living a subpar life. Like, do I want to go through the rest of my life just being okay with things and just being like slightly appreciative of different experiences versus allowing myself to be really happy because I'm afraid of being disappointed? Like, I had to think about it and I was like, it doesn't make sense because at the end of the day, you know, life has its natural ups and downs, you know, like it's natural. What goes up must come down and then, you know, back and forth. Like, it's a cycle. You're not going to be up all the time. You're not going to be down all the time. The downs will come when you're up. The ups will come when you're down. So my thing is, why would I keep allowing myself to coast in the middle to prevent myself from getting up here? Because the fall from the middle is a lot shorter than up here. Logically, it makes sense if you just look at it from a logical perspective. You know, like if I never get too high, I won't get hurt too bad when I fall from that shorter length. It's a shorter distance if you're only coasting like in the middle, having that half-ass experience. But I mean, is it worth it? Like, you're going to fall either way. You know, you're going to fall either way. That's life. What goes up, what must come down. Are you just going to like stay in the middle your whole life? Like, you don't want to feel anything fun fully. Like, you don't want to experience like love, happiness, joy, safety, like all of those good things. Like, is life really worth it if you never have those experiences fully? Like, that's what I had to ask myself. And I was like, no, it's not. But like I said, it's easier said than done to just say that. Because if we look at why, right? Let's talk about why we tend to, you know, feel that way and act like that, act so guarded. Most of the time, it stems from childhood traumas or, you know, like negative family patterns, or like I said, just not wanting to be disappointed because maybe you're used to disappointment. And that's why it's a lot harder to deal with. Because you can't just say, oh yeah, despite all of your experiences as a child growing up experiencing A, B, and C, I want you to just flip a switch and then, you know, just let your guard down and be, you like, that's not realistic. That's not realistic. You can't expect that from somebody. It's not realistic. It's not going to happen. And for me, personally, and for you, because more often than not, you can probably relate to this. I feel like we really need to assess our childhood traumas, so to speak, and like maybe the disappointments that we've had to deal with growing up, etc., or whatever your reasons are that makes you very guarded. We need to really reflect on our lives. And we have to somehow figure out, you know, I feel like the first thing to do is to forgive, right? And I already have an episode on forgiveness, and I would highly recommend that you go listen to that episode because I give a different perspective. Like, I don't just sit there and say, oh, you should forgive, blah, blah, blah. I give a different perspective that might be easier for you to forgive other people. So I won't go into that too much in this episode. But I have been able to work on this sort of successfully. Like, if I had to rate myself on a scale of 1 to 10 of how guarded I am, 10 being completely like you bulletproof, like you cannot get to me. I would say I probably went from a 12 to maybe 5. I don't know. That's just my opinion. But so I feel like I've made a lot of progress, and it's a lot of it had to do with the fact that I already forgave a lot of people. I forgave and I accepted that. And again, I talked about that in the forgiveness episode in season 1. So I'm not going to go into that, but I did a lot of reflection and forgiveness and allowing myself to feel like pain fully, you know, because I'm not the type of person to cry in front of people, but I will cry alone, right? So I have already, you know, allowed myself to cry for whatever I felt like was weighing down on me, etc. So I let those feelings out and I already forgave. And, you know, I shifted my perspective, and that's why I was able to move from a 12 to a 5. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, if you're still at a 12 or higher, I can tell you that, yes, sometimes you will still get disappointed, because when we're talking about other people, there's a lot of uncertainty. You can't predict what other people are going to do. So in letting my guard down and allowing myself to feel, I have been disappointed, but I wouldn't change the situation. You know, I wouldn't go back to a 12. I wouldn't start putting walls up, because I did not have a subpar experience. And like I said, the higher you rise, the harder to fall. But at the end of the day, I just decided that I was not going to just keep having subpar experiences to prevent myself from getting hurt. Like, it just wasn't worth it to me at that point. So I would challenge you to look into your why, if you can relate. Like, why do you feel like you need to have your guard up all of the time? And also, I really want you to ask yourself if having a subpar experience in life is worth it. Like, is that really what you want to do? Is that really what you want to do? Just be honest with yourself. Think about a time where you were actually very happy, or like the most joy, the best you've ever felt in your life. In my opinion, that's what life is all about. I know that sounds cliche. That sounds like, yeah, I know. But in my experience, that is really what life is all about. Like, having those blissful moments. And then, yeah, you know, you have the painful moments too. But I feel like these are the times that teaches you different things. You know, like, the painful moments teach you lessons. So as long as you look at it like a lesson, and not look at it as something that was sent to just kick your ass, you can't really lose, because you're going to make something out of that painful experience. And in the good times, we all go through pain. We have all dealt with pain. We all will deal with pain in the future. You don't want to counteract that with some good experiences. Like, you're really okay just being guarded all the time and just having a half-ass experience with people. Because think about it, right? We are, or as human beings, we naturally want connections with people, right? I don't think anybody, no matter how self-sufficient or independent you say or think you are, I don't think anybody would be 100% fine just being on this earth, never having a family or not having friends, not socializing, not connecting with people. And even the people who are socialites and they know a lot of people, they have a lot of acquaintances, but they don't have any like genuine friendships or any kind of genuine relationships. These people are not happy, because as human beings, we crave those connections with people. You will always crave those connections with people, different types of relationships, family, romantic relationships, You know, like you will always have that craving. You will always have that desire as a human being. Keeping yourself guarded all of the time does not prevent you from having those desires. It just limits the experiences that you have with people. It just gives you a subpar experience in those relationships. You just do everything half-ass. You still have the desire, and you will always have the desire. And the people who have their guard up, like myself, when you are in those moments where you may have somebody, or like a friendship, a romantic relationship, a family, whatever, when you have those people there for you and you have the opportunity to be really happy, but you're not, you're going to come to a point where it's like, why do I feel like this? You know, like if I have somebody who loves me in whatever way, why do I still feel like I'm not happy or I'm not fulfilled or I'm not getting what I need from the relationship, whatever kind of relationship it is? And I feel like the reason for that is because you have your walls up. You have your walls up. So nothing can get in. The happiness cannot get in. The joy cannot get in. The good experience that you want is not going to happen because you are trying to prevent yourself from feeling pain. And as a result, you also prevent yourself from feeling joy, from feeling love, from feeling a true connection with another person. And so that's how I had to look at it. And I'm like, it's not worth being guarded and protecting myself from pain if it also means that I will also be blocking my blessings, you know? Like, a lot of times, and this might, you know, ruffle some feathers, but a lot of times, okay, and I'm guilty of this as well. Sometimes we might look to the people in our lives like they are not doing a good job of making us feel happy, or we are not getting what we need. But because we are guarded, we are not open to receiving it. We are not receptive. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you want a ball, it's just a random example. My analogies are not the best. You will come to realize that. But let's say you want a ball and I have a ball and I'm standing, you know, a distance away from you, and you ask me for the ball and I say, okay, and I'll send it to you. And I send it and you try to catch it, but you never open your hands. Do you really think you'll catch the ball? I can send balls at you all day, right? I can send it to you. I can, like, you know, bring it to you and try to give it to you. But if you never open your hands, you will never receive the ball. You see what I'm saying? It makes no sense. It's sometimes it's not the people in your lives. It's not them. They are not the problem. You are. We are. You're asking for something and people are trying to give it to you, but you won't open your arms to receive it. How do you expect to get it? How do you expect to get it? I had to ask myself, like, it's not that there is a problem with the people around me. It's not like, oh, you know what? I can't open up. I can't trust this person because I don't know their intentions and they might hurt me and blah, blah, blah. And what about the people who won't? What about the people who are trying to love you, the people who are trying to give you what you want, but you have them shut out behind these walls and you sit in here complaining that you're not getting what you want, you can't rely on people, blah, 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 but your hands are closed the entire time. You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. It's not other people. It's you. It's me. Okay, I'm guilty of this too, so I'm dragging myself too. So, you know, this is not just on you. This is on both of us. So I just wanted to make that clear. It's not just you. It's me too. But that's my point. You have to really ask yourself, is it worth it? And this episode is in the new format that I mentioned in the season finale where I don't necessarily have all of the answers for this one. I don't, because it's something that I am, you know, continuously working on myself. So obviously, you know, as I gain some insights, I will come back and make another episode and share that with you. But the purpose of this podcast, like I said, is for us to take accountability and have these conversations, these tough conversations that really makes us take a look in the mirror and realize that we have to do something if we want things to change. So, you know, this is something that I will be working on as well as you. So hopefully. So I don't necessarily have the answer to that. All I can say is that I have let my guard down a lot more than usual because I did take the time to forgive people. I did take the time to reflect on my different life experiences and how I feel like they may have affected me and any residual issues that may have arose, you know, after the fact. Because here's the thing I realized in all of my introspection. I'm a very introspective person. But sometimes something happens to you or you have an experience and, you know, you hurt in the moment, blah, 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 you deal with it. And then you say, okay, I'm over the situation, right? And in your mind, it's like, I'm over the situation because I don't think about it anymore. But then you may not, step one, you may not have forgiven the person, right? You just, it's just out of sight, out of mind now. So the first thing is you may not have forgiven that person. Or even if you have forgiven that person, you may not have taken the time to actually reflect on, okay, how has this changed me, if anything? And this is important to mention because this also ties into why we might be so guarded. Sometimes something happens, you don't think about it anymore, you're over the initial pain, and then in your mind, you have moved on. But if you never take the time to actually reflect on that and think of how it may have changed you, you may have subconsciously developed toxic patterns and behaviors as a result of that experience. And you don't realize that you did develop those toxic patterns. And it now will be hard for you to fix those toxic patterns because you're not aware of it. Right. So sometimes let's give a common, typical example of like romantic relationships. If somebody breaks your heart, you might get over that person because you don't think about them anymore. But that doesn't mean you're over the heartbreak per se, because let's say that person, I don't know, let's say they cheated on you. Right. You might get over that person in your mind because you don't think about them because time has passed. But if you never really like take some time to really reflect on the situation, you may not realize that, for example, you may have developed a toxic habit of always second guessing what people tell you, right? Because I don't know, maybe this person lied. So it's like if somebody says A, you don't typically trust what people tell you because you're used to being lied to, and then that led to infidelity or whatever, right? So you might now develop this issue where you second guess everything everybody tells you, right? And that is a direct result of that toxic relationship. That is a direct result of that experience that subconsciously developed because of that pain, right? And it developed as a like a defense mechanism to prevent you from getting hurt again. You feel like you have to question what everybody tells you so that you're not naive and you don't get hurt, right? Pain changes you. Pain can do these things. So in this example, Maybe it's like a year, 2 years later, and you don't think about that person. You've already like moved on. You might be dating somebody else, or you're single and you don't think about that person. So to you, it's like, I'm over the person. I'm over the situation. I don't think about them. But you still have that toxic habit of second guessing everything everybody says. And maybe you might be a little, you know, more snoopy than usual because you're always trying to catch somebody in an act, you know, like to prevent yourself from getting disappointed. And that's the thing. People, when people get disappointed, when people get hurt, they try to create ways to expect the worst, essentially, so that if it happens, they're not disappointed. But I mean, here's the thing. Even if you expect the worst, you're still going to be hurt. You're still going to be hurt. It's like, okay, yeah, I didn't expect anything. I knew it was coming. You still hurt. Like, it doesn't matter whether you expect it or not. You're still going to be hurt. So I say all that to say, because I realize I'm rambling here, but the point is, you might think you're over the situation, but you develop that toxic habit of always second-guessing people. So you're not really over it. And that's why you need to reflect on your experiences so you can try to pull out these toxic patterns that you may have created as a result. And being guarded could be one of them. So that's how this comes back full circle. Like, you could be guarded because of being disappointed so many times by the people you cared about or depended on. So that's why you really have to not just let time heal or make you forget things. You have to actually reflect on the situation, on your pain, and think, okay, have I developed any negative habits as a result of this situation? So I feel like when you start to look within, you can take some more accountability. You can identify toxic patterns that you might be going around saying, well, that's just who I am. That's not who you are. Okay. That's a toxic trait. That's not a personality trait. Okay. That's something you need to work on. That's not a take it or leave it type of situation. You need some help. You need therapy. Okay. Say it with me. Therapy. We all need some therapy. So my point is, make sure you're actually reflecting, because I cannot sit here and tell you why you might be guarded. It's something that you have to look within yourself to try to figure out. So I would highly encourage you to do that. And that's something that I constantly do. And I feel like that would ultimately be the first step in us just understanding why we are so guarded, so we can start hopefully letting our guard down and allowing ourselves to feel fully, like just feel joy. Stop trying to like minimize the good emotions that you have. Stop trying to protect yourself. Like, you cannot protect yourself from everything, okay? The pain is going to come. Just allow yourself to feel. So when life is kicking you in the ass every now and then, it's like, okay, well, this is just a down moment. I've had great moments. Like, don't keep yourself here so you won't fall too much from up here. Like, just honestly, just start reflecting. That's what I've been doing. That's what I have been doing. I mean, like, most of my life. Well, not most of my life. I would say maybe when I was around like 15, 16, that's when I really started getting very introspective. And yeah, I feel like that's ultimately the first step. But if you can relate to anything that I have said, please leave a comment. I want to know what your experience with this has been like. Like, I'm really curious. Have you been allowing yourself to feel fully? When you're in a good moment, when your friends are trying to celebrate you, when you do something good or you accomplish something, or when you are dating and somebody tries to spoil you, or if your family tries to do something nice for you, like, do you allow yourself to get happy, like really happy? Or do you just like say, okay, this is fine, but let me not expect too much before I get hurt? I want you to leave a comment below and let me know, can you relate to this? Have you made or have you created so many walls, put up so many walls to try to protect yourself, but then you realize that you're really just preventing yourself from feeling your emotions in its entirety? Let me know, because I'm curious. Let's have a discussion in the comments, because I'm really curious. I feel like that's something we need to talk about. A lot of us don't talk about the fact that we cap our emotions to protect ourselves. And I feel like this is a good conversation starter. So leave a comment and let me know if you can relate to this. Okay, so that's all I have for the episode this week. Like I said, don't forget to leave a comment. And if you liked this episode, please subscribe wherever you're listening, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, whatever. And then click on the notification bell so you can get notified when I release next week's episode, which will pretty much be building up from this episode. So just so you know, the next two episodes are going to be pretty much building up or expanding on this topic of feeling fully and allowing yourself to feel like the depth of your emotions. And this episode was basically like the general overview, like talking about or introducing the concept of actually feeling fully. And then the next two episodes are going to be about being strong all the time and then also being in love. So if you are curious as to what I have to say about these two topics, make sure you hit the notification bell to get notified when I release those episodes. And if you're subscribed on the podcast streaming platforms like Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, whatever, wherever you listen, you will get the notification. So make sure you stick around for those topics because they will be very interesting. So that is all I have for this week. Thank you for sticking around and don't forget to leave a comment and join the discussion and let me know your thoughts on today's episode. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to the Secluded Thoughts podcast. If you liked this episode, please show your support by leaving a 5-star rating and a review to help me reach more people. And also screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at secluded.thoughts. If you want to join in on the conversation, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Secluded Thoughts and leave a comment on the episode. You can also see what I'm up to there and have a real insight into my life while I get my shit together. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you next week.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work across 500,000 apps and websites so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.